And welcome back, or welcome to the K is for Kindness podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in and giving today's episode a listen, and I hope you enjoy. So a few weeks ago, I had put up a Q&A on my Instagram story asking my listeners, what do you want to hear? Like, what types of advice? What's up? What's the deal? What do you want to know? And a lot of people had, or not a lot, like four people, had responded relationship advice. And I didn't even want to touch up on this topic at first because, one, my relationship isn't perfect. And I don't feel like I'm qualified to talk about relationships and give advice out because every day is a learning experience. And two, I knew that by talking about our relationship on my podcast, my boyfriend would be cringing. But you know, I'm gonna do it anyway because I feel like there are people out there who, one, need to understand that you can be in a super loving relationship and get into one ruts where you're stuck and you're going through a big struggle in your relationship. And two, to understand that what we see in movies or what we see in the media about relationships is so false. And finding the right person isn't about finding the perfect person. It's about finding somebody who ultimately is your best friend and at the end of the day who is going to forgive and forget and just love you unconditionally. So yeah, let's dive in. And my first piece of advice would be to give your partner freedom. Don't be attached to the hip with them and let them make their own decisions. This was kind of inevitable in my case. My boyfriend, if he wants something, he's gonna do it. And I had to learn to respect that I wasn't gonna be able to tell him what to do. And I didn't want that either. I didn't wanna be demanding or to strip away things that he really enjoyed. And my example with this be is my boyfriend loves hanging out with his friends. His friends are a great group of guys and he really, really values that time with them. And it's not something that I was going to be able to take away. And I didn't want to try taking that away from him. But there did come times where I was offended when he would choose hanging out with them over me. And I had to take a step back and look at the grand scheme of things and realize, okay, well, I'm spending 5 days a week with him. I think he can have 2 days to hang out with his friends. And the whole issue with this is that I didn't know what to do with my freedom, so I tried to take away his freedom. And I tried to take something away from him that was really, really important to him. And, you know, from his perspective, he would never do that to me. He would never say, hey, Kaylee, you know what? I really want to spend time with you this weekend, even though I saw you this week. Why don't you cancel those plans with your friends and just come hang out with me? Like, my boyfriend would never say that to me. He would say, I think you really deserve that time. Go hang out with your friends. And freedom, you know, it goes the same way for both people. And I think that's something that really needs to be established. You need to be able to be individuals on your own so that way you can give the best versions of yourself to each other. Second piece of advice would be to have patience. And this is something that I am still working with because it's not easy to have patience. And it's never going to be an all the time thing. If you are telling me that you have patience with your partner all the time, then you must be the first person in the world, because let me tell you, one of you has to snap at some point. Something with patience that I struggle a lot with is that me and my boyfriend are kind of at two different pages in our life. So I am a bit more mature. I am ready to move on to the next level, like move in with each other and, you know, get a dog. I'm looking forward to that adulting stuff. I'm senior in college. I'm really excited for just the things that come with the next step after graduation. Whereas my boyfriend here is a year younger than me, and his main focus is living up his college years to the fullest. And this was something that I really struggled with when I approached him about like living with me. And he said to me, "Hey, Kaylee, I really want to live with my friends first." And I was so offended when he said this to me because I was like, oh my gosh, how could he not want to move in with me? We've been dating for 4 years. And then I communicated it to him. I said, "Micah, like, I don't understand your, you know, idea behind this." And he looked at me and he was like, "I have to do this for me. I have to live with my friends first because I'm going to live with you forever. And once we finally do move in with each other, and that's going to be it. And if I don't get this out of my system now, I'm going to have regrets later in life." And I kind of looked at that and I knew that it was something that he valued. And I said, "You know what? I have to have patience. I have to have trust that eventually I'll get what I want and it'll all work out. And I have to give Micah what he wants too. Like, he's right. I am eventually going to get what I want. I'm going to have it for the rest of our lives." And so I would just keep in mind that even though what you want it right now, have patience and give that person a chance. There have been, you know, that's not just the first example where I've had to give patience. Micah's really good at giving patience, probably because I never do anything wrong. No, I'm just kidding. That was for you, Micah, if you heard that. But I have had to learn to have patience because we are different people. We have different wants and different needs, and we have to come together and realize that, you know, that's just life. And in the end, if you're meant to be together, then those problems will figure themselves out. You know, you'll learn to forgive and forget. One thing that I would say that I struggle in my relationship more than my boyfriend does is that I do not hold myself accountable for the same expectations that I hold him accountable for. So I will get offended when he's on his phone a lot, but then I'll do the same thing and be on my phone a lot. Or I will get on his case about not meeting deadlines, and then I won't meet a deadline. So I would just make sure that you, when you're asking something of somebody, you're making sure that you're doing it to your full extent first, right? So if you're asking your spouse to, you know, put more effort into your relationship, you need to make sure that you're doing the same thing, because you can't be asking them to do more than you're doing. A relationship is, you each are giving a 100%. It's not 50-50. It's you each are giving your all, right? So if you can't nag somebody if, you know, you're giving 40 and you expect them to give 60, like, it's 100% both ways. And I personally, I do struggle with that. And, you know, we all have one thing that we're good at in a relationship, and we have one thing that we're bad at. And that's mine. I'm not going to say what my boyfriend's bad at because he's good at everything. I'm kidding. He's not, but I love him anyway. Because I'm not good at everything either. And I guess that's another piece of advice too, is just remembering that we are ordinary people. We are trying to figure it out, and this life can drag us down enough. Let's try not to drag each other down in the process. Just have patience, respect the freedom of the person that you're with, and learn to forgive and forget. And if you're going to hold somebody accountable, you got to make sure that you're, you know, you're holding yourself accountable for the same things. And, you know, I mentioned in the beginning that I am no relationship expert at all. I, you know, still do things wrong. We still have flaws. But just remember that if that person truly loves you, they're going to accept you. They're going to accept the process and learn to grow with you. I hope this helps for any of you. Even if you're not looking for relationship advice, I feel like sometimes just hearing about the struggles of other people's relationship can make it seem like the things that we go through is normal. And yeah, I mean, just remember that we're ordinary people and we're just trying to get it together and get through this crazy life. And yeah. To this week's episode. If you would like to hear more, please give that follow button a click down below and check out my Instagram at K_forkindness.